just a small town girl.
Good Friday morning. We have made it. It has been a week. Like I posted on my Facebook page, what a year this week has been. It, some reason it lasted a long time, but we made it. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning and making me a part of your lives. If you would like to join in this conversation, you're welcome to. You can call or text 437-1620. That's 437-1620. I have the privilege of having Army Recruiter Sergeant Lee with me with the U.S. Army. Good morning, Sergeant Lee. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well this morning.
Good. It's so good to have you. Like I've said 1,000 times, I'm extremely patriotic. I was a military wife for 8 years. Had my first baby in Okinawa, Japan. So I love having you on here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your service. I truly appreciate it. So we are going to talk about all things recruiting today.
Okay.
So let's see. The Army is a pathway to success. Absolutely.
I do believe so.
You do,
yes,
believe.
Ma'am.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. So how long have you been in the military?
Well, currently I've been in the military for 16 years. Just a little background about myself. I'm originally from Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
So when I when
native, I like it.
Indeed, when I got the opportunity to return to the to basically the area, mm-hmm. I'm actually working out of Pace. But when I got the opportunity to come home, I just said, "Man, this is gonna be something that I really I'm gonna be all into it." So I'm originally from Pensacola. Graduated from Woodham High School back in 1998 when it was still thriving. Recently they've changed it. But graduated from Woodham High School, went on to college at Selma University in Selma, Alabama. After college, started a family. And I think my reasoning behind joining the military, which I did a little later in life, actually in 2007, and I was 27, mm-hmm. My mother served in the Marines for a couple of years. I have, of course, family in the Army, Air Force, and Navy. So
wow.
Yes, definitely. I had a variety of places to pick.
Feel like Army's the best? Do you tell them? Do y'all have these arguments at the dinner table on Thanksgiving?
No, we really don't.
Okay, good.
But
I can see.
But in the recruiting world, let me tell you. Now, we love our brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
Forces. But I decided that, you know, I was working two jobs trying to support my family. It just wasn't really it was working out, but I needed more structure. Uh-huh. More discipline, you know, something to keep me in line.
And obviously the Army, I mean, you can reach goals.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you can go to college. You can reach the goals you want to. They give you that pathway, right?
Definitely. Definitely give you a pathway. I mean, mm-hmm. And then setting up like the future soldiers and junior enlisted and NCOs, of course, for success. Mm-hmm. There's guidance and mentorship all around, you know, so.
Tons of support and resources.
Definitely. Definitely. The Army has so many resources for many different things. It's almost anything that you're going through. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a resource for it. I just think that, you know, or if we want to say, you know, what the Army has really done for me, just like speaking on behalf of myself, you know, being able to help my family through college. My daughter's actually in college now using some of my GI Bill.
GI Bill, yeah.
Wife.
My daughter used the GI Bill.
Yeah, my Amazing. Wife was able to use GI Bill Fabulous. As well. And then I'm going to be finishing up here. I'm working on my bachelor's degree. So
congratulations. When are you done?
Hopefully I have maybe 5 more classes.
Oh, yeah, you're almost there.
Restructuring actually what I'm doing.
Let me tell you, the hardest part in life is being an adult with a family going through college.
I've been one step at a time.
I got the t-shirt.
Okay.
It is
well,
a
congratulations
struggle.
Then.
Thank you. But it is a struggle. So bless your heart. It is not easy.
Yeah. I've been taking it one step at a time. Trying to balance, you know, balancing school and also with recruiting. I mean, this is quite the job. You know, so we put a lot of effort into what we do, you know, the quality of people that we speak with, you know, anybody who comes into the office. Of course, you know, a lot of times people see us in uniform and think we like robots, you know, don't have a life outside of the military. We do a lot of different things, but we really take time, you know, with the people that we work with, people who want to be in the United States Army.
Absolutely. So. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk with Tammy Martin, and I have the privilege of having Sergeant Lee with me, First Class Lee. He's an Army recruiter for the U.S. Army. We are talking about the Army Soldier Referral Program, recruiting, and how the Army is your pathway to success. And I know when it is graduation season,
oh,
all
it is.
These kids are like, what do I do with the rest of my life? So tell me some benefits of maybe someone that's graduating, maybe someone's listening and maybe their grandchild or their son or daughter is, and you know, tell me a little bit about what you feel like would benefit them in the Army.
Well, I try to break it down what we call Barney style.
Okay. Right?
So you have two different routes you can kind of go in the Army. You know, if you're going to go active duty or reserves, I'll explain those very basic. Active duty would be a full-term obligation with the Army. There's many different years of contracts that you can sign depending on what type of job you choose. And that's for someone, just say I graduated high school. Hey, you know, I've been in Pace or Milton or Flemington, anywhere that we go. I've been here for so long. I want to see what's outside of here. If you join the Army, you have that potential to, you know, get outside of your comfort zone, maybe get outside of where you live. The benefits of that, of course, I mean, I could beat it down, browbeat it or whatever, but you've got college benefits, of course, with the GI Bill, utilizing in-service tuition assistance, which helps you pay for college as well. And then you still receive the other college benefits, Pell Grant and things like that. But it's a full-time thing, you know. You could use what we have is option 19, option 20, that allows you to choose a duty station. We have different options such as airborne, things like that. If you want to jump out of perfectly good planes.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. Not doing that.
Wasn't something I
chose. But there are people that enjoy that.
Oh, yes, they do. Absolutely. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So that would be more of a benefit, you know, to get outside and explore. Of course, the job and the certifications that you're going to get is also going to be a good thing. But active duty, like I say, is more of a full-time thing. For someone who, you know, graduates and say, hey, I want to continue to go to college, the reserves would probably be a better solution because it's only a part-time thing. You could do it one weekend out of the month.
Right.
Of course, depending on what reserve station you work with or where you're working, you could do more time. You could volunteer for more time, but that's the basics of it. I mean, you do get the same coverage, medical, dental. You have the GI Bill. You have the GI Bill kicker if you qualify for it. That's a little extra money to put in your pocket. And then it's kind of the same thing. You have tuition assistance. So, but like I say, it's more of a and one thing that's a little different. I'd hate to bring this up, but I will. Like with the National Guard and with the Army Reserves, if you want to go to college, let's say in Arizona, if you could find a location or a station that's willing to let you work in Arizona, you could go to that college and then you could be stationed to do your drill there.
Oh, nice.
Kind of works a little different with the National Guard. Potentially you'd have to come back, you know, to the area because it's like the Florida National Guard covers Florida, you know, and Alabama National Guard covers Alabama. So it's a little different.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know that. They don't, you know, come in and have a conversation about it. Makes, you know.
Absolutely. And you are in Pace, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. So they are in Pace. If you need more information, you can go to goarmy.com, give them a call, 995-1641. But the best thing to do is just go talk to them about the possibilities, which are endless.
Yes, ma'am.
And what I love about the military, again, if you just now joined this conversation, you can give us a call or text 437-1620. We'd be happy to hear from you. Is just the family that is created. The close-knit family you create in the military is just unreal.
It's something
that you can't get anywhere else, I feel like.
I feel like that as well. Through my 16 years, the people that I went to basic training with, I mean, some are still in, some are still serving, some are not, but those people that I built that bond with and went through that basic training in AIT, even my first duty station, I was over in Korea, you know, that bond that you build with them, it's like a brother sisterhood, if I may use that
term.
No,
it truly is.
It is. I mean, you don't forget those people that you serve with. It's probably like almost like a championship sports team, you know.
Yeah.
You accomplish something so great, it stays with you forever.
I do. When I lived in Okinawa, I made friends that I have for a lifetime. But in those moments, just for spouses as well, when spouse is deployed and everyone just steps right in and helps you just like your family would, just love on you. It really is truly amazing. And you make lifetime friendships. You really do. Even when you're in different states or anything, I feel like this is something because you're growing together. You're going through difficult times together. You're there for the person whenever something's going on. And it just really is a family affair, basically, whenever you join the military. And everyone backs you up.
And they, the Army has the Family Readiness Group, the FRG. That's one key thing. When I left Colorado, which is way across the world from Georgia, went to Fort Benning, Georgia, my wife and kids, you know, it was a difficult time because we spent so much time in Colorado just kind of getting situated in Fort Benning. Of course, being in the Army, speaking about families, being in the Army, I was able to just go to work. Mm-hmm. You know, my job really didn't change, just maybe the structure of the job. Mm-hmm. But for my family, getting into new schools and doing things like that, it was a little uneasy, I will say, for them. But the Family Readiness Group in our battalion and brigade just was so welcoming. And then they were able to, you know, lean on other families, you know, wives and children with schooling and things like that. They, you know, it just really helped warm them up.
Oh, I had a friend text in, 13 Echo, best experience ever. Thank you so much for texting in. And David would like wanted to let you know, what are the opportunities for new college graduates to become Army officers? You know, what kind of training would be available for people with an interest in cybersecurity? You know, what's the starting pay for officers? So that's a few questions. So, you know, what is the opportunity for new college graduates to become Army officers?
Okay, so in order to be an Army officer, if you want to go, you have two different ways you can go. You can go warrant, which is flight. You want to go WAF, and then you can go OCS. Having a bachelor's degree is one thing. I mean, there are other qualifications to break down depending on your ASVAB score. Of course, if you're coming straight out of college, we know age won't be an issue.
And just real briefly, an ASVAB score is, tell me what an ASVAB score is so people.
So the ASVAB is the test that you take for any enlistment in any service of the military, right?
Yes.
So you have to take the ASVAB. Of course, there are physical demands or physical standards that you would have to meet. Mm-hmm. With OCS, of course, moral has anything to do with it. So that would be any background issues or trying to say it properly.
Like, no, I understand.
As far as speeding tickets or any charges or anything like that. So it is a, there's a variety of lanes you could go in, considered branches as far as OCS goes. It's a good thing to look into because our officers are our leaders. You know, we consider junior enlisted and NCOs. The NCOs are like the backbone of the Army. The officers put out, you know, what it is that we do. And then we follow through and ensure that the job is done. So, but as far as OCS goes, I mean, it's definitely a good idea to look into it.
Absolutely.
You know, just have to come in the office, see what the qualifications are. It's a very simple breakdown. Information is free. It's not, a lot of people think, when I come in the office and talk to you, I'm joining. Unless you really want to. It's not, you know, it's very simple though.
Yeah, just get some more information about it. Educate yourself on what you offer is a great idea. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. If you would like to join in this conversation, it's 437-1620. I have the privilege of speaking to Army Recruiter Sergeant First Class Lee with the U.S. Army. And we are talking about the benefits of joining the Army. Also, what kind of training would be available for people with interest in cybersecurity?
So, it's going to be the same. I mean, in any way you enter into the Army is going to be the same.
Okay.
It's all about, and how I'll give you my personal breakdown or spin on it. How I break it down is you have to be test and phys qualified.
Okay.
So a lot of people, you know.
Before you even start thinking about what you want to do, right? The beginning.
Well, I'm sorry. I wouldn't say that you can't think about what you want to do, but it's a, it, you know, we don't, with us, we're not selling a, just selling you the dream.
Okay.
We want you to know and be understanding of test, phys, qualify.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times people come in and say, hey, this is the only thing that I want to do. So we're looking at service to country, understood, you know, personal growth, you know, pursuing a dream. So we try to do our best with breaking down exactly what it is that you're, that are the possibilities for you. Because if somebody wants to be a mechanic, but they don't score high enough, then, you know, it, unfortunately, the you don't meet the qualifications to be a mechanic. So that's where it comes in with the
I see
ASVAB.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And then what is the starting pay for officers? I know there's usually a grid that you look at, right? Which is all online.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time, a lot of people come in and they have the information or look up the information. Let me see here. Because I don't keep those numbers in my head.
Why not? You don't have those numbers on you?
I have. Look, I do have some cheat sheets. I have some cheat sheet charts.
Can't imagine. That's a lot of numbers.
So I would say coming in as an 01, it's about $3,600.
Talking about a month.
That's just a lieutenant. Yes. Okay. Ma'am. That's just a lieutenant. Mm-hmm. So of course, through years of service, the amount increases. Mm-hmm. So if you get like 2 years, over 2 years, over 3 years, mm-hmm. it goes up a couple hundred dollars. Okay. But with promotion, it does the same. So uh-huh. if you're in for 6 years and then you get promoted to captain,
right.
your pay is going to increase every time it goes
right.
up. Right.
Absolutely. Up. And there is an age limit, right, for the Army to join?
Yes, they're kind. It's a. That's
is it
a
depending
little,
on the?
It's a. It's kind of tricky with that. So, it would be if we were looking in a range of personnel, mm-hmm. we could go say, all the way up to what, say 39, 40.
Okay.
Just depending on.
That's so young.
It is depending on physical fitness. Of course, there would be.
Yes,
you
know, absolutely.
Because you do have to go to MEPS and take mm-hmm. a physical and things of
right.
things like that. So, but most what we've seen is some personnel come into the office that would, you know, that are in the later stages of life. They mm-hmm. They tend to go reserves because they have a career that's already
right.
doing something. They would like
yeah.
to use the benefit maybe to finish off college,
right.
maybe to get that college loan uh-huh. paid off, you know. So, and that's something the Army offers as well.
Fabulous. If you need more information, you go to goarmy.com and give them a call in Pace at 995-164. Let's talk a little bit about recruiting. And I know you have the Army Soldier Referral Program. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes.
And so it's the potential to make a significant impact on recruiting. You know, service members, they understand the quality of the Army. And the referrals, they're processed about a third of the time. So they're processed rather quickly.
Yes.
Awesome. And so tell me a little bit about recruiting. It's everyone's responsibility. So tell me a little bit about that.
So the Soldier Referral Program, which allows junior enlisted soldiers from E1 to E3 to refer, just say someone who may be back at home, a friend, someone uh-huh. they graduated school with.
Okay.
They're already in, of course, maybe at their duty station, at their unit. They're able to refer that person to an office. The person gives them some information uh-huh. from that soldier. They're mm-hmm. built into the system
okay.
and then they're able to get promoted.
Oh,
so an E1
okay.
can go to E2, E2 can go to E3, E3 go to E4,
mm-hmm.
and then they also receive the Army recruiting ribbon.
Okay.
So it's really a from what we've seen, it's really a big thing, cuz we get names that come across, you know, but of course that person has to go through the same process.
Uh-huh.
It's not just a, hey, I gave them your name and then I get promoted. They do have to enlist into
okay.
the United States Army.
Absolutely. Stefan would like to know, for someone who doesn't know what branch is a best fit, do you recommend them to check with recruiters from other branches as well?
Yes, I
okay.
would. We always say weigh your options.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from different walks of life, of course. Like I say, I had a multicultured military background
uh-huh.
As far as, you know, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Army. I had every branch. But, you know, certain branches offer different things.
Uh-huh.
One big thing, I guess, that, you know, the Army has is we don't sell the dream of specific jobs. You know, we
right.
can show you, once you take the ASVAB, you're able to see what jobs you qualify for. And I like to use the term of, you know, why go into something blind?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, not saying every branch can do that for you, because mm-hmm. every branch may not be able to do that. But that's one thing that, you know, we pride ourselves on is just giving you the truth, because the stereotype of a recruiter, you know, every time mm-hmm. people see you in the uniform and the badge, they're like, oh, he's going to put me in. But we just want to give you the options and the mm-hmm. opportunity. You know, if you want
yeah.
to serve your country and the Army, you never know if it's a good fit for you if mm-hmm. you don't get the information. And it's really basic information.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's your decision, because we right. know this is voluntary service. So
absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for listening this morning. If you'd like to join in this conversation, you can, 437-1620. I'm speaking with Sergeant First Class Lee. He's an Army recruiter for the U.S. Army. If you need more information, you can go to goarmy.com or give them a phone call. call 995-1641. A friend would like to know, what is the age limit for the reserves? Good question. Thank you.
So the age limit for the reserves would be 43.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've talked to you'd be amazed. I've talked to some people, and they say, "Well, you know, I'm at this job now, and I'm mm-hmm. I thought about it when I graduated school, and I'd ask, well, how old are you? They'd be like, well, I'm 35. I said, well, if you're ready to get physically fit, mm-hmm. you know, it's still something you can do. It's not, right. It's not too late to try to join or to see what your options are.
I feel like sometimes with reserves, you do still have to go to training camp, boot camp, correct?
Yes, you do. You do have to go to basic training.
Yeah. And how long is that? Sorry, basic training.
9 weeks, 4 days.
9 weeks and 4 days.
Yes, ma'am.
So is this something you feel like job employees would allow? You know, if they wanted to go in the Army, they have a full-time job. Is that something you've noticed in your career that is flexible?
Well, yes, we have. I mean, fortunately, we've mm-hmm. been able to, anyone we've been able to work with has, you know, respected the fact okay. that someone that they have is willing to serve their country and join the United States Army. So
yeah.
it hasn't had any effect or any
okay,
issues
good.
On anyone wanting to go into the reserves.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to hold their, you know, position for when they return. And a lot of the people, fortunately, a lot of the people that we work with are in good standing with their jobs as well. So, you know, it hasn't had a negative effect yet. And I think I've been here like over 2.5 years now. So it's been very, very positive, especially in the community that we're in.
Oh, we
positive.
Have fabulous community.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Isn't it great? They're shaking their heads. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, we really just love on the military. We love that you're here. And yeah, we just have a very close-knit community. And I've seen that so many times over and over when I have guests in, they might be from another state, and they're like, oh, your community just showed love to us and support to us. So we hope that you feel that as well. And you're from here, so you're
yes,
used to
ma'am.
That. So let's talk about be all you can be. That is your slogan, right?
Yeah.
Be all yes, you ma'am. Can be. And so I guess what I'm saying is whenever people come out of high school, which we're dealing with right now, it's May, you know, they're so indecisive about what they want. And so it's great that you can give them the opportunity to just explore maybe what they want to be and how to get there. And I feel like that's sometimes the hard part too, is how do we even start? Where do we start? Right.
Oh,
especially at that age when you're 18, you're like, I don't even know what I'm doing, where I'm going.
Definitely.
So, you know, it's great that you're available. You're in PACE, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you don't have to join. You can just go talk to you and see what there is opportunities. And it is the pathway to, I feel like the military can be a pathway for success in and out of the uniform. So tell me a little bit about out of the uniform, how you feel like that is a success.
Well, a lot of the jobs that we have really transition well. I mean, I'll use myself for instance. I'm a logistics specialist, which in the Army is a supply guy.
Uh-huh.
So my job details are, we do inventory and manage the commander's property. Mm-hmm. Could be lots of money behind that as far as, you know, how much the property book is worth.
Okay.
All equipment in the military. So potentially getting out, I've used classes that I've taken to do certifications.
Okay, good.
So once I get out, I'm looking at, you know, resume written, going into mm-hmm. a potential, I'm sorry, post office, I was going to say.
Okay.
The post office, mm-hmm. UPS, any logistical field, you know, so with those extra certifications, not just the training that I have, mm-hmm. It will be. And so a lot of the jobs that we do have, mm-hmm. they have that
potential. Yeah, that's definitely. Awesome. You have so much more training. You've been trained. You can use it in or out of the uniform.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me. It has been a pleasure
to
have you
much.
And I hope to have you again.
Yes,
if you need
ma'am.
More information, like I said, go to goarmy.com. Give them a call, 995-1641. Coming up, Stefan, we have Boat Smart. Get your boat questions ready, 437-1620.